So let's dig in a little bit more, particularly about Travis Tritt, Mark. You know, we, as we said, Travis is part of the class of 89, with none other than Alan Jackson, Clint Black, and another relatively unknown artist by the name of Garth Brooks.
And that was one of the things that we liked when we heard Travis Tritt possibly would be coming to the Augusta Civic Center, was the tenure of almost 30 years. If you grew up in the early 90s listening to country radio, you were a fan. Same thing 10 years later and even today.
Great. And that helped make the decision for Mixed Main Media to partner with Community Productions and bring this show to Augusta.
And the other thing, back 15 or 20 years ago, the radio company I was with brought Creedence Clearwater Revisited into town. And I think that was the biggest, most energetic crowd that we saw during the last maybe 15 or 20 years at the Civic Center. And Travis Tritt just reminded me of what that band brings with the energy and the catalog of hits.
And his hits are unbelievable. And, you know, we go back to 12 studio albums. Only one of those was a Christmas album. It seems like a lot of artists have a Christmas album every year. But
I don't know if I can picture Travis Tritt's voice in a Christmas album.
Well, I can't either. But we'll
probably find out someday.
And it certainly didn't rate as one of his bigger albums. But the ones that did, he had three. We had a triple platinum album in 1991. It's all about change. That went triple platinum, which is a big deal. And then he had four other albums that went double platinum. Country Club, which everybody recognizes that tune of Travis Tritt's.
Sure, if you have a collection of CDs and you're a country fan, that's probably in your collection.
That's in the collection, along with T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
We can all relate to that.
We can all relate to that. And 10 Feet Tall and Bulletproof. All of those went to double platinum. So, you know, obviously with an artist like Clint, with Travis and Clint and Garth and all of them, they were all characterized as undeniably modern in terms of country music, but rooted in the American past, which harkens back to what we all talk about as the old country. We hear that, and I know Cruz, and it makes a big deal about the fact that it's not the new country. It is rooted in that American past.
That's right. And when we do choose newer tunes for Cruisin', the song itself, we evaluate it. Does it meet the criteria of, would a person have enjoyed this song 15, 20, 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Travis Tritt's does. Even the more modern stuff fits that mold.
It certainly does. And, you know, and with all of these, with these artists, their style, I mean, Brooks, Garth Brooks, out of that class of 89, Garth Brooks was known as the everyman storyteller. You know, mm-hmm. He really hit us all with his storytelling ability. Jackson was much more of a traditionalist in the older form of country music.
In fact, redid several older country tunes.
Exactly. And see, that's why we talk to you about these things, is you know all this kind of history. Clint Black was with definitely harkened back to that American past with his refined twangy sound, which a lot of the artists have eschewed, but he kept that and made that very genuine in that class of 89. And of course, Tritt, he brought over and really helped us connect to that really Southern rock genre, but in country.
And in fact, that was another of the thoughts we had in bringing Travis Tritt in, is not only does he appeal to the country fan, but also the person that that grew up with rock and roll and then converted over to country as rock and roll changes. His music does change over the years, no matter what genre. We're seeing a change in country music now. 15, 20 years ago, we saw a change in rock and roll.
Yep.
And at that point, so many people came over from the days of Lynyrd Skynyrd and that Southern rock Bad Company, and they moved naturally to Travis Tritt and the other members of the class of 89 and many others in country music at the time.
And as a producer, we know if we bring anybody around here from that Southern rock genre, they get a lot of attention. So that Southern rock and country genre is an interesting marriage. It really brings a whole bunch of the people we associate with in our dealings every day in this region of Maine. We'd have to say that they fall squarely in that Southern Rock country school.
Absolutely. It's all, what would it be? Acoustic Americana.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. and it's become its own genre.
It does.
So, I mean, as a programmer, this is one of the interesting challenges I would suspect for you. When you're programming a station, you've got to think about the changes that are going on in our society and what people like to listen to.
Absolutely. From the instrumentation to the lyrics, something that appealed 15, 20, 30 years ago, though it may have been popular at that time, does not play well. Other instances in the world of rock and roll, for example, Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll at the time was not even a hit. Now, one of the most here, what is this, 30, 40 years later, one of the more played songs on classic hits radio stations all around the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And some of these songs don't even necessarily, as you've pointed out, they don't necessarily even make it to number one. You know, you got hits that, I mean, Travis Tritt certainly had a nice string of hits. Not all of them made number one, however, which is, so that's not necessarily a criteria for you.
Well, for a number of reasons. One is that the way a song or any product really is viewed down the road as opposed to when it was first available may change. Also, what else was on the charts at that time?
Right.
In the world of rock and roll, for example, during the disco era, mm-hmm. those songs were immensely popular at the time and kept other songs, non-disco mm-hmm. songs, from getting into the top five or even the top 10 at times. Now, over the years, people have been more accepting of those songs. Say, I really like that. I was into disco at the time, which sure. I don't like anymore.
Right.
But now I go back and
you've left your spandex and your, you know.
Right. So those songs we didn't buy at the time, now we listen to them and we say, well, those were good.
Yeah.
Those were good.
I think we ought to bring out our leisure suits and, you know, no.
Yeah.
No, those images are.
Some nostalgia we just don't want.
Some of the singles that Travis Tritt did that people will remember. And he'll do many of these at the show on November 3rd, and there are still tickets available at the by going to Ticketmaster and or dropping by the box office at the Augusta Civic Center. But his number one hits were "Help Me Hold On" in 1990, "Anymore" in 91, "Can I Trust You with My Heart" in 93, "Foolish Pride" in 94, and "Best of Intentions" in 2000.
And those are just the chart toppers.
Those are the chart toppers. And some that often didn't make it to number one, like "Here's a Quarter," it didn't make number one at all. In fact, it didn't even get into the top two. Actually, it made it into number two on the Billboard charts.
And may have just been jammed out by right. other songs at the time.
At that time.
A year later, it may have been a number one song.
Yeah. So, you know, again, people love "Here's a Quarter," "Whiskey Ain't Working." We all can relate to
sure.
that. And "Love of a Woman," and "It's a Great Day to Be Alive." Let's end with that. "It's a Great Day to Be Alive." It didn't make number one. But none of them are necessarily, and your decisions are not necessarily, again, based on whether it's number one or even number two. It's
right.
whether or not it's still germane to the audience that's listening to the station.
Bottom line is, there's all the research that can be done, but the bottom line is, do our listeners want it?
Mm-hmm.
How much of it do they want?
Mm-hmm.
And are they tired of it?
Mm-hmm. And you do hear from listeners. I know there's been great response to the campaign around the Travis Tritt Show.
Oh, absolutely.
And we want everybody to know that it's still there and that there's still tickets available November 3rd by going to Ticketmaster and or going to the Civic Center. Walk into the Civic Center and get your tickets.
And we hope that the success of the Travis Tritt concert will open the door to other acts as well.
Absolutely. And we expect it will. Great. Thanks for having you coming into the show today, Mark.
Thank you, Dick.
And help me on this side of the mic.
You betcha.
Okay. Take care.